AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Pod podcast, whatever that means. Malcolm Turnbull.
Hello, hello, hello. Here he is, the Honourable Malcolm Turnbull, Prime Minister of Australia. Good morning.
I see your big friend bustling Barry Hall's been at it again.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes actions speak louder than words, and we saw that again on the weekend, Prime Minister. Very disappointing.
Indeed. Barry, he gets a little bit of the white line fever,
yes,
as it were. But we all understand that too. If I was playing football and somebody got it in my grill, I'd knock them out. With a karate chop.
Oh, bit of Mr. Miyagi style.
That's right.
But it's been a big week. Big week in the AFL and the NRL. Best and fairest awards, or the Brownlow and the Dally M. Have you been taking any interest at all?
Only in as much, Spider, that I know I'll be asked about it. But it just, it's an interminable night of vote counting, reminiscing and self-congratulations. I think the expression is circle. What is it, circle? Can't really remember that. Anyway, mind you, I will say this. I thought Dustin Martin was a worthy winner on Monday night. And he strikes me as a terrific guy. And the tattoos fascinate me. All of these footballers have these tattoos, like yourself, Spud. Tattoo sleeves. Perhaps I should get inked.
Oh, yes. Ooh. Well, we've all got ink. AJ, have you got any tattoos?
No, I don't.
Okay, AJ hasn't.
AJ, you should get a tattoo. With me and we'll go and get inked somewhere on the Goldie.
All right, PM.
Cavill Avenue.
Okay.
All right, well, in terms of taps, what would you go for, PM?
Well, tattoos seem to reflect the icons that are meaningful to the individual, so my sleeve would maybe contain Parliament House, a big wad of cash, a yacht, some martini glasses, a bottle of Sangiovese.
Oh, that'd be a great tattoo.
And a large hobnailed boot squashing Tit Shorten's tiny head. Oh, and out the back, a shark eating Tony Abbott as he swims across the harbour.
Oh,
that could make an interesting sleeve.
You would be absolutely covered. That's hilarious. Hey, look, I've just gone off about
yes.
it. I'm very annoyed.
I know,
with
I heard you mentioning Mount Agung.
Yes, I'm very annoyed about, you know, on the Bali volcano. Obviously, don't go over, and people don't have travel insurance. It annoys me, PM.
Well, the eruption is imminent, and the build-up is really quite exciting, isn't it? It's very sexual in a lot of ways. The tremors, or very much akin to childbirth. Or, you know, the contractions and the labour pains, and then boom, out she comes. I've forgiven myself there.
Exactly like a volcano.
I wouldn't mind going to Bali because I just want to go, look out, everyone, she's going to blow. That's what I say when Lucy's in a bad mood. Run for your lives. But there are some upsides. I mean, if the volcano does explode, you don't have to fly Garuda. You won't be involved in a motorcycle accident or running into drunk footy trips in Cooter. You probably won't run into a Corby. Mind you, I wouldn't mind going to a Gamelan festival on Lombok.
Oh, yes.
Or a meditation retreat at Ubud. So, I mean, there are some upsides. Now, before I go, guys, I have been humming a tune all week to myself.
Oh, yes.
What have you got, Prime Minister?
And you can join in here. I'll just lead you in and see if you recognise it. It's all about the grand finals this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I've paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence but committed no crime and bad mistakes. Made a few. I've had my share of sand kicked in my face, but I've come through. And I know you just go on and on and on and we are the champions, my friends. And we'll keep on fighting to the end. We are the champions. We are the champions. No time for losers, the Labour Party. Because we are the champions of the world.
Oh,
I really hit a high note there. Heard myself.
Wow, you are.
Can I ask you, Prime Minister, who would you like to win in each grand final? So we've got the Tigers.
Tigers Melbourne versus Adelaide.
Yep.
I think the Tigers really are the emotional favourite down here. And I will throw the working class a bone. They're a bunch of, you know, Toothless Munters, the Tiger supporters, so good on them.
And the Cowboys in Melbourne?
Maybe the Cowboys. I'd like to be up there on the Goldie celebrating with the Cowboys.
Yeah.
A pair of arseless chaps.
Thank you, Prime Minister.
Now, before I go, 92.5 Gold FM rocks the Gold Coast Flathead Classic. Get in there and enjoy it. Good on your flatheads.
Bachelorette last night. I tried to watch it, but it was the first night meeting in Launceston, and my mate had one in the second race. It won too, but it was too short, so I just couldn't watch it. I just was flicking between the races and Bachelorette. So.
And I was hosting the Flathead Classic here at Broadwater Parklands, and I said, come on, let's get rid of the awards. I know all you guys out here have been fishing all day, want to get home to see the Bachelorette and Sophie Monk, but it was an interesting episode.
I think you guys make sure you're busy now. It's all right, I've got it covered.
I'm trying
to
watch it.
I know, but it is actually, I didn't get into The Bachelor this year, and I haven't really, but this one is hilarious because Sophie Monk is real. She's a Gold Coast girl, and she's a self-confessed bogan, so it's awesome, and she's awkward. Yeah. So even on her first dates, she just, it's uncomfortable to watch because it's great to see this woman who we put on a pedestal and think that she's amazing, and to see her awkward around men, and she doesn't like to party. Apparently, she just likes to be at home with her parents and... anyway, so a bit of goss coming up for you as well that finally, ladies, if you're all talking like myself and my friend who's in town at the moment, there's going to be some older gentlemen, silver foxes as intruders flying in the next few episodes.
Well, she's 20 years older than everyone.
I know, but what they did last night, I want to see your opinion on this. They had her family undercover so that they could find out what the boys were like away from Sophie, because it is the ultimate race, darling. Who's going to get out of the gate the fastest to get Sophie?
Well, you got to get over a few hurdles.
So they had her sister, who was very funny and in character as this... scribble writer interpreter. So they all had to draw trees and stuff, and she sat down with them and they absolutely spilled the beans on their feelings. And this was the reveal.
On this, Ellen isn't even really Ellen. Ellen's real name is Lucy. And Lucy is Sophie's younger sister.
Oh, wow.
Wow, no way.
What the hell? We just, like, shared all these moments with you, these deep, dark thoughts of how we're feeling.
That's so amazing.
Holy shit.
Now I've just gone and opened my heart to the stranger. Come on in, Lucy.
Come on.
She did a great job. And then to drive them to the challenge, you may have seen it on the ads, the mother was in one car in the front as the chauffeur. And the father was in the other car with the boys talking about Sophie. And some of them were saying, when you're in lust, you just want to them.
Yeah.
And
I don't like that.
Yes. And saying how they want to kiss her and what they do to her. And so the father was in the front seat and he said he wanted to stop the car, turn around and belt them. So this was the reveal.
Tommy and Gail, who drove you here, they're not Tommy and Gail.
No way.
That's Andrew and Sandy.
No,
you're right, mate.
And Andrew and Sandy are Sophie's mum and dad.
Was that entrapment? Is that entrapment?
Yeah, I don't like that.
You don't like it?
Not one little bit, because that's just dodgy. Because if there's a guy in the front, you know, if you're sitting around the guys, you're going to have a bit of fun.
Yeah, I know what you'd say.
Yeah, but girls are just going to be just as... would they ever do it on the Bachelorette?
They wouldn't
Bachelor?
They wouldn't be talking, I suppose. I think when boys get together, they're as crass.
Girls.
But, yeah, we want to know at 13, 27, 10, like, when have you embarrassed yourself in front of your partner's parents?
Oh, your mother and your father-in-law, or that were to be your mother and father-in-law, or the first time you met them on a date.
Sometimes you try so hard that you do stuff up.
They just want a good show. That's all they want.
And the winner is...
I am going to Hollywood.
And... cue music.
He's vacuumed and scotch-guarded the red carpet. He's emptied the trash can. Now he's got the dirt. It's Peter Hollywood.
AJ Bridget Spider.
How many red carpets could you possibly attend in 1 week? Peter Hollywood, thank you so much for joining us.
Fashion. That's all I saw and I heard on the opener. Thank you for that, AJ. But they had that ice scotch garden vacuum the red carpet. That wasn't my job last night.
No, it was Sammy Thido. How funny was he turning up with his little Dyson vacuum cleaner?
But two big nights.
Two big night of nats in 1 week. But speaking of thighs and thigh days, splits are in. How did they compare to the the AFL splits in the dresses?
Over the last 48 hours, I've been to two red carpets, really looking at it. Fashion, fashion, fashion. The baby bumps, all the part of the trend in the AFL. Not so much in the AFL, but, you know, you look at the NRL, you think of these rough, tough guys with all the beards, but I tell you what, they delivered a beautiful box of roses last night.
Did they just?
They outclassed the AFL beautifully.
Really?
Oh, no doubt. Pink, ruby, also flooded the aisles of the Star Casino just attractively, no doubt. It was magnificent. Splits in the full long, in the long full length dress consistently throughout the night. I saw those strutting the red carpet, and they can pull it off. And the other thing I don't understand, and Bridge, you'll be able to help me.
Yes.
Being a male, but look, I do like dressing up every now and then.
Yes.
But the train. The train was a big hit in NRL, is it?
Really annoying. I've got a few with trains. Really annoying. Especially when everyone's stepping on at the atrium bar later on.
Well, what do they do? It's an OHS scenario.
I know. It is. It's not good. But you can hide a lot underneath it and drag a few bottles in.
Okay.
So the good.
Emma Freeman.
Oh, she's awesome.
She looked beautiful. Look, the full-length rose print dress. Normally I get my roses from Audi. They kill in about an hour and a half. She was still looking glamorous at 3 o'clock this morning.
God bless her.
She knows how to turn it on, and can she dance? Billy Slater. His wife, Nicole. Emerald. Emerald's in.
Emerald is the colour.
Emerald is the colour of the spring, AJ. Get your horses in, Emerald. Stunning, stunning, stunning. They were perfect. They were the best.
And the bad.
Aaron Woods in his suit. He looked like Happy Gilmore's caddy. For some reason, he looked like a Cherry Evans, his partner, dressed up like Cherry. Dressed up as a cherry.
Oh, wow.
Yes, really? It looked exactly like a cherry. But my three, at number three, I gave it to the former Miss World Australia, Erin Holland. You'd think she'd be able to dress nicely, but she, out of all the dresses in the world, she picks a wedding dress. Why would you wear a wedding dress to a function like the Dalliance? And her sleeves were that long. You know, what do they call them? Bell-bottom sleeves or something?
Yeah, very Stevie Nicks. I love that look.
But every time you go to get something off the table, it drives through your gravy and your sauce.
Yeah,
so you got more gravy on your sleeves than you have on your plates. I didn't like that. Paul Green's wife. Now, interesting because...
Don't you knock my Cowboys,
well,
coach.
Well, I have to because she had this really tight white dress on with these gold and silver trimmings in like various V forms. Mm. She looked like a Power Ranger.
Oh, don't.
She was a Power Ranger last night. And the number one, the fashion forward, Phoebe Burgess, dressed by Alex Perry, who mustn't have had his glasses on when he was dressing.
Stop it.
No, because she's a former Clio writer.
Yes.
And the wife of Sam Burgess, of course, from the Rabbitohs.
So
yes. But it looks like she was wearing Batman's cape. She looked like she'd stolen or eaten or swallowed Batman and just had his cape left. I don't know what she was thinking.
Now, one thing we definitely know is that fuel prices, wouldn't you know it? We're coming into a long weekend and the fuel companies decide they're going to whack it up. It's already going up right now. So we thought we'd check in with the spokeswoman from the RACQ, Renee Smith, to get the latest. Morning, Renee.
Good morning, guys.
What is the latest? Is it just unleaded or diesel's going up as well? What's the story with the petrol?
Look, the timing's really bad. It's the end of the school holidays. Plenty of people needing to fill up the tank and prices are really high. The good news is they shouldn't go any higher. So we've reached the peak of the price cycle that we have in the southeast. So on the coast, the average is $1.42 for unleaded. That is really high. So if you don't need to fill up, just avoid filling the tank at the moment because there isn't any cheap fuel around pretty much the whole of the southeast right now. It'll stay high over the next week or so before they start to drop again.
Renee, I've got a new car and it's my first new car ever. And everyone said to me and all the mechanics, just use the really expensive stuff in it. It runs better. Is that a bit of a scam?
Look, unless it says that in the manual, you're probably okay to use other fuels. You can check on, there's a website to check if it can take E10. It's E10 okay. You can plug in your make and model. And if it is okay to take E10, fill up with the cheaper fuel. Otherwise, you're throwing your money away pretty much.
It wasn't that long ago, we're paying over $2.
Yeah.
So when you look at it now, it's even though it is going up a couple of cents a litre, it's at its high peak, it's still not too bad.
Yeah, look, it's we don't want to really see it go any higher than this for sure at the moment, but it is better than it has been in the past. The good thing about the price cycle, as frustrating as it is for people is that it does give us an opportunity to fill up at really cheap prices. So just a week or two ago, we had service stations charging down around wholesale. So if you're smart and you fill up at that time of the cycle, you really can save hundreds of dollars a year. But that means avoiding filling up now if you can. And if you do need to go to the servo, just buy what you need.
Brilliant. You know, I remember way back, if I could just cast my mind, when fuel was about 90 cents a litre.
Yeah, yeah.
And around that time, when it was around there, a certain man left a certain phone, Renee, in a certain cab. And wasn't it the start of a very...
What happened here?
Of a very beautiful, beautiful friendship. Was it? What?
Hang on.
AJ.
Have you been telling me anything, AJ?
Renee, there's an old Elvis song that goes like, you're caught in a trap. You knew this was... You knew you were walking into this, didn't you?
I was hoping I wasn't.
He's still going. He's still got it.
The story out of the way.
I'm trying to put
it
all together.
He's still got it. There was a 20-year age gap, and every time I see your beautiful face on the news, unfortunately, I think of AJ.
No,
you've got very good taste in men.
Well, actually, very interesting. Renee, sorry to embarrass you because AJ, I've never met Renee. And AJ, show me a photo.
Yeah.
Out of his wallet. No.
He did. Yeah,
he showed me a photo.
This morning.
And so I've got to ask, do you ever show anybody photos of AJ?
No, I don't.
I'm sure you don't. Because I've seen your latest and he's gorgeous. But anyway, and at around your age. But AJ's still got it. He's doing CrossFit. So, you know, if it doesn't work out.
No one knows what you're talking about. I better fill it in.
Go on.
Renee and I went out for how long, Renus? 2 years?
A couple of years,
yes.
AJ, I can tell you how many days.
Many years ago.
Oh, it's a romantic story because I lost my phone, drunk, in the back of a cab, and the cabbie rang the newsroom, and Renee was on the weekend, weren't you, Renee?
Oh,
I must have. You know what? This is going to be really awkward, but you remember this, and I don't.
Oh!
God.
I don't.
Well, hang on. What do you remember Valentine's Day when I took you to the Jack Nicholson movie and I booked the whole theatre out?
I do remember that.
Oh, thank God you remember that.
He wouldn't have paid, though.
No.
And my very good friends at Event Cinemas.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And he pegged his way through the newsroom anyway.
No, it's true. Rob McLeod has a bulletin about it next. And Renee, I'm sorry, but AJ wanted me to bring it up.
Yeah. And
look, I'm here to talk about.
Well, look, it made a very boring fuel segment interesting, didn't it? I mean that in the nicest possible way.
AJ, Bridge, and Spider for breakfast.
Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.